There is a beautiful balance that we are seeking between areas of responsibility. And we would like to speak to you about this for a while, because responsibility for a woman is as a rule out of balance. Since in a patriarchal system, she has been told that she is responsible for not only herself, but for everyone else, particularly in the feeling areas, particularly in the response areas. And that, of course, is completely out of balance. And it takes away from a woman something that is very powerful, that needs to be in place for her. And that is, in any circumstance, in any event, the ability to make the distinction between what belongs to you, what you are responsible for, and what someone else is responsible for. There is almost a fear when we speak to women about this, as though if you look over to see what belongs to someone else, you are not doing your job. If you were being a proper woman, you would have arranged it so that that person never felt whatever it is they felt. You would be in charge of all that. And that is simply, of course, not true. But to change our position so that we are allowing ourselves to experience the balance, that is a very empowering thing for a woman. Now, we want to make clear that what we are not talking about is who is right and who is wrong. That is judgment, that is not what we are talking about. But it is about what we are going to call an emotional boundary, which means that, of course, you are responsible for taking care of yourself. You are responsible for what you do with the things that you feel, for keeping that clean and keeping that working in the way that it really should. But if your energy leaves you and goes out into the world and tries to be responsible for something that you were never intended to be responsible for, then you are damaging yourself, and ultimately you are damaging whoever you are doing that with. In order to be a functioning spiritual, physical being, everyone must learn to do that for themselves. It does not mean that they are going to feel wonderful about everything. You do not feel wonderful about everything. But there must be a boundary between what you feel and the responsibility you have taken on that is inappropriate with what someone else is feeling. The interesting thing is, for woman, you have been assigned a place in a game that is not a good game. It is not fair. It is not true. It is not balanced. And it is not at all to take away from your power to be reasonable or to be soothing or to choose to hold in a certain way. So that if someone out here wants to calm down, you can facilitate an energy that helps them do that. But even in that situation, you are not responsible for that. And in order to get your energy back, we want to be very sure that as you move along in life, you are getting clear on this. Now, where is what you would call the hook? The hook is if you have assigned yourself, or you have been assigned, the job of making sure that everyone is happy and no one is ever upset, then even if you leave yourself and do your dance and change and move and shift and everyone is happy, you are depleted. And you eventually, if you continue this, whether you succeed or fail, you are going to be very angry. So we must look at situations where we feel fear because of someone else's response. And we must take a deep breath, keep our energy with ourselves. We look over if there is something that we can say or do from the center of who we are that will calm the waters and give this other individual a chance to calm if they want to do that. We can do that, but even then we are not responsible for doing that. It is a thing we do as a kindness. And so as we begin to make a personal boundary around our responsibilities, we will, of course, encounter our fears. Because if you have been told that that is your job, then when you make a boundary and choose not to go over and take responsibility for someone else's upset, then you may very well feel fear, because that attaches to that idea that if someone is upset, it is up to you to do something about it. So we simply want to introduce this to you and ask you to begin to watch when you have fear about someone else's upset. So this is an important lesson, and we are going to take a few moments and speak about it together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel that your teachers are around you. And as we move through the chakras, become aware of what you want to release. And know that your teachers will magnetically pull what you wish to release from your body. Take it away from your field. Breathe earth energy up and into the root. And if there is any fear about your right to create, or the power of what you are creating, or how much and abundantly you can create, with your exhale, release that from your root and feel your teachers gathering it up. and feel the golden light flow through your body and into your root. And see it use your energy to build a pattern for creating. Creating beautifully, abundantly, creatively, powerfully. And feel that pattern come to rest in your root. Breathe in energy from the earth into your second center. And where there is judgment, shame, old patterns of guilt, yours or others, whatever they might be, feel your teachers around you waiting to gather all that and pull it out of your body with your exhale. Feel the golden light of the universe come down through your body and make the second center a place of cleansing. See a beautiful golden waterfall flowing in the second center, washing away anything that comes by that you do not wish to hold, to keep. Feel this waterfall wash it away. Breathe earth energy up into your solar plexus. And where emotions of blame or shame or judgment, emotions of anger or fear may have caught in that center, feel your teachers waiting to gather that in. With your exhale, and feel the golden light of the universe move into your solar plexus. And feel it make a pattern for receiving the emotions that are good and honoring. For the emotions of joy, for pleasure, for acceptance, all the emotions that go with those things. Feel that there is a place now for those to be held in the solar plexus until it is time to release them. And feel in this pattern that there is a column of light that moves through the solar plexus, that gathers all of the negative emotions and moves them through more quickly than they have ever moved before. Breathe earth energy up and into your heart. And feel the places in your heart that have been damaged, that have been hurt, places that have been accused, that have been misjudged, that have been misunderstood, that have been unforgiven. And feel your teachers gathered around you, waiting to pull all of those from your heart as you give them to them with your exhale. And feel the golden light of the universe flowing into your heart and making a pattern of power, a pattern that allows you to make boundaries and release the things that do not belong to you. Feel in the golden light of this pattern that there is joy and love and the drawing to you of the things that you most want and the things that most want you. Feel the earth energy come up through your body and into the throat. And feel all of the communications that create doubt in you, that tell you you are assigned a thing you are not assigned, that you are only wrong, that you are never released. Feel all of those communications going to your teachers who stand by you. Release them with your exhale. Feel the golden light of the universe fill your communication center. Give it love, give it wisdom, give it purpose, give it clarity. And know that this pattern will create in you all of that. Feel the energy of the earth come up through your body and into your third eye. And feel your teachers waiting to receive any doubt you might have about your power, about your worth, about your intuitive knowing, about your gifts of seeing. And give this to your teachers with your exhale. And feel the golden light fill the third eye so that you see truly and you see as the universe sees. You see with wisdom, with love and grace. Feel the earth energy come up through your body and into the crown. And feel your teachers around you, ready to gather in anything that might prevent that crown from opening to your life, to your passion, to your gifts, to your abundance, to your love, and they wait to receive those blockages, which they will take from you with your exhale. And feel the golden light of the universe fill the crown, fill your body, source you completely and never endingly. And feel that golden light that fills you make a field outside of your body to draw to you all that is fine and high and abundant. And see a silver road that extends from your heart and moves upward, and allow yourself to see the gift the universe sends you on that road. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.